You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Let's see. We have Derek on the phone. Hey, Derek, welcome to the show. I understand you are a new listener.
I am. It's actually Eric. But yes, I am.
New listener, and I've already screwed up your name. I'm sorry about that. It is Eric. Welcome to the show, and today's your first day. You've never heard Animal Radio before?
No, I'm barely in the car with my XM radio on Saturdays traveling, so just an unusual day.
What kind of animals do you have?
I have a seizure alert service dog for my son, Daniel.
A seizure alert service dog.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a yellow lab, and we also have a tiny teacup-sized Shih Tzu. She's 6 pounds.
What does she do?
We have a she's just a pet.
she's a food alert. If there's food around, she alerts you.
Yeah, my son's service dog, it's the old lab. Her name is Dove. We got her from a training facility out of Xenia, Ohio. Am I allowed to say the name?
Oh, absolutely.
Four paws, four ability. It's the number four paws, and then F-O-R ability.
Oh, ability,
and
okay.
Their training facility specializes in service animals for children like my son who has autism. And Dove actually can alert, and she's done it dozens and dozens of times, she can alert to my son's seizures about an hour to 2 hours before they happen.
Wow. Now, I had a seizure once, and I'll tell you the one thing that about it is you have no idea that it's going to happen. You just suddenly wake up and find yourself disoriented and usually the fire department around you. But in this case, your dog, what is your dog's name?
Dove.
Dove. She's from the chocolate litter. She has a brother's and sister's name, Godiva, Truffles, and Wonka. I'm serious. It's some coolest names you've ever heard.
So now how does Dove know that your son is going to have a seizure? Do you know how?
Well, there's two common theories throughout the medical community. I wrote a paper on this a couple of years ago for school. I'm in college at night as well as work full time. And the two theories are, the first one, which isn't the popular theory currently, is that they can detect subtle changes in the body's posture, because as you're very much aware, that dogs actually communicate through looking at their master's body posture, as well as their tone of voice, you know, their look, things like that. The more common theory, and with the theory that I hold, is that they detect through scent.
Yeah.
And that scent is an electrical discharge in the brain that happens, you know, an hour to 2 hours before the seizure becomes outwardly manifested. And that electrical discharge starts with the neurons all firing in the brain at the same time, and that creates a generic odor.
So what does Dove do to alert? I mean, does Dove come to you and say, wow, bow wow, or what happens? How do you know that your son's going to have a seizure?
That's a great question. Dove, actually, all the animals that have seizure alert ability, it's a natural ability. They either have it or they don't. A dog can't be trained to have this ability, but they can be trained to actually have a specific alert behavior. So when we know she actually gives us that behavior, we know that that's actually a seizure that's imminent. And her behavior, which is the most common behavior that service dogs have that have this ability, or dogs that just have it, you know, regular family pets, is she will come into the living room from Daniel's room and actually sit and have a very intense stare. She won't be wagging her tail. She'll just sit there and just look at you.
Wow.
And then she did this just 3 nights ago, and then if you don't notice her staring at you, which obviously is a very subtle behavior, she'll scoot forward and then stare at you again closer, and then she'll put her paw on your knee, just one paw, and keep looking at you like, hey, I'm trying to tell you, I'm doing my job here. Daniel's fixing to have a seizure, you know, and it's almost, most of the time, it's when an hour almost to the minute. It's very, very
What will you do when she alerts you? What will you do?
Well, if we're in another room or if one of Daniel's nurses aren't sitting with them, then we'll go into the room and start monitoring him, and then we have medication that if the seizure actually happens, then, you know, we'll actually administer the medication to stop the seizure from going into status epilepticus, which means it seizes over and over and over again and becomes a medical emergency.
How long has Dove been with you?
Let's see, a year and a half now.
Is Dove ever wrong?
Is she ever wrong?
Yeah.
She is. In the very beginning, because Daniel is autistic and part of what she's trained for through Four Paws for Ability is as disruptive behavior. In other words, she can actually break a meltdown by lapping Daniel, giving him high fives, kissing him on the cheek.
Oh.
These are all things that she's trained to help him with. And because he doesn't understand why he has a dog, they have to bond. And anyone that has a seizure alert service dog, there has to be the bonding process where the dog understands, who am I alerting for?
Uh-huh.
Who am I trying to take care of? And it took us about, probably a year to fully get that bond because, you know, he doesn't understand why Dove is there, and he's not overly affectionate with Dove.
Right.
It's a very difficult situation. And secondly, most of Daniel's seizures are at night in the dark, where obviously why, again, we think it's scent-related because he's under the covers and at dark and at night. And some of those times she missed the seizures because she's sleeping.
Mm.
So, yeah, she has missed them, but she's much, much better at that now. And there's been times when, oh, you're not alerting. You're staring at me because you want to go outside and go potty.
I understand that. We appreciate your call, and I'm glad to have a new listener. You know, we're looking for new listeners. Tell a friend about this. We get new listeners every week.
Is it possible to mention a website they can go to if
absolutely.
Someone does have someone with uncontrolled seizures where they can get more information?
Absolutely, and we'll even link to it from animalradio.com. What is the website?
Danielsdog.com. That's our website. Danielsdog.com. It's just an information-only website about seizure alert dogs and some other items about seizures.
Thank you, Eric, for your time today, and thanks for listening to Animal Radio. We'll see you around next weekend, okay?
Thank you. I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
That's great. That really is great. I mean, I think if I had a seizure phone on the floor, my dog would urinate on me, you know? We got a new spot. We got a new spot to go.